Welcome to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm Megan Martin.
And I'm Ian Dory.
I'm Brian Arnold.
And I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. Thanks for joining our weekly conversation about health, fitness, and all things Ninja Warrior.
We will be interviewing all of the top American Ninja Warrior stars, and we encourage you to visit our website, www.wolfpackninjas.com.
And kids, you can get your free Wolfpack Ninja Cub certificate there.
If you like our podcast, please share, subscribe, and like on iTunes. Also, give us a follow on our social media.
We're always posting new content, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Wolfpack Ninja and on Instagram at Wolfpack Ninja Warrior.
Together, we can make the world a healthier and happier place. So join us. Ow!
Welcome back, guys. We're here. It's the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast.
It's a new year.
It's a new year.
It's a new year, Ian. 2017.
All right.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. Time just like flying by.
I know. And now we're like actually in the year where our first Wolfpack Ninja tour is going to happen. It's kind of exciting.
Pressure's on.
Four months away, dude.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not long.
No, it's not. We've got a lot to do. It's exciting. But yeah, so we wanted to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, especially as they pertain to, you know, being a better person, being more fit, being more healthy, those kinds of things. And, you know, I think that I've always found that the more simple you can keep the New Year's resolutions, the easier it is to really kind of stick to it. A lot of people only last a couple weeks, a month, till February, you know, whatever. But
totally.
If you can make it to like June or July with, you know, a bunch of your resolutions, that's actually pretty good. And so you should, I know, like, you should aim to change your life completely, but that's not always realistic. So what I like to do is say, okay, I'm going to cut out, I always, at the New Year's, I cut out any kind of alcohol, I cut out any kind of meat, except for maybe like once every other week, but red meat I cut out, and I really focus on fixing up my nutrition and starting my workout regimen again. I love using the New Year's to jumpstart all that because there's no like huge holidays all of a sudden where you're going to be eating these crazy meals and hanging out with family. So I like to keep it simple, and generally I take it very seriously, and I usually last until June or July, and that kind of takes me through my ninja training. You have any tips or secrets?
Yeah, for me, I like to have smaller goals leading up to an ultimate goal. So if you have like a big New Year's resolution that you want to try to implement, I like to take small steps towards achieving that. So if it's something that I can even achieve in January or achieve in February, it's like, oh, I completed that. Now I can work towards this, or making my life better and better slowly towards, you know, the future. So not necessarily like a huge major change, because that can be hard to, you know, do.
Yeah, it's hard.
Which most people know, but yeah. But if I can take small steps towards, you know, changing the way I eat, or, you know, training routines, and you start to build these habits and routines, and it helps for me to try to do something for about 66 days, and then I really build it as a routine versus like, oh, I have to do this. Like, it becomes more automatic.
Right, it becomes more kind of second nature. And, you know, it's true, when we're done with the holidays, we go around, we throw away all the cookies, all the sweets, you know, or we give them away. But a lot of times it starts with us going to the grocery store and being like, okay, let's shop really healthy. And we get a ton of fruits and vegetables, and we get just very, very healthy foods. And we're normally eating healthy foods, but, you know, the sweets do start to accumulate, especially since I'm trying harder and harder to stay away from them as the year comes to a close. But by the end of the year, I pretty much get rid of that stuff and just go shopping and for really, really healthy stuff. And it's fun. It's good to clean everything out. It feels refreshing.
Yeah, you're definitely lucky. And for all the listeners, it's really helpful to have like your partner or like a friend, you know, join you in that mission to really eat healthy.
Yes.
And not be eating sugar all the time, because sugar is addictive. It's, you know, you try to get away from it, and you find yourself craving it. I mean, with just because your body's addicted to it.
Yeah.
So it helps to have your spouse or your partner really to be motivated with you and like,
yeah,
you know, take that journey with you.
No, totally. And we're not perfect either. I mean, I love me some sweets, you know.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I
mean, it's hard not to.
So, well, let's move on and talk a little bit about, just real quick, I wanted to touch on this. People have been asking, how big is the Wolfpack Ninja Tour going to be? And so, Ian, how big is it going to be?
It's bigger than anyone can imagine. It's going to be bigger than A&W. It's going to be massive. It's going to be global.
Why is it going to be bigger than A&W? How is that even possible?
It's because it's taking the sort of the reality TV and the restrictions on who can participate and really opens it up to the world. I mean, there are so many people that want to participate. And, well, there's 70,000 people last year that tried to get on, and only the fraction of those guys get a chance to even, you know, play on the course. So this really opens it up to anyone who's ever wanted to be a ninja.
Yeah, and this year there's like 6 cities, a 7th with Vegas. And when you think about it, each city is going to have what, like 100, 200 ninjas, maybe different ninjas at each place, people watching. But people are going to wait till it comes to their own city. Well, and then Vegas will have a couple, you know, 100 ninjas. It'll have 100 ninjas competing. But the Wolfpack Ninja Tour in Denver, this historic event, is basically an opportunity for anyone who ever wanted to do Ninja Warrior to come out and prove themselves and to see if they have what it takes against the pros. And I'm sure we're going to see some dark horses, but we could have thousands and thousands and thousands of ninjas competing. Not only that, it's in a giant arena. So in American Ninja Warrior, you've got 50, 60 people watching from the stands, you know, maybe 100. But here, we're going to have a full arena of over 6,000 people watching, and it's only going to grow from there. It's really exciting. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's definitely a chance to legitimize the sport and really see who the athletes are. You know, we have climbers, parkour. These guys seem to shine, but we don't really know because the sport has been so limited to sort of reality TV preferences that...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe skateboarders can be crazy good at it because they're good at coordination. I don't know. Like, it'll be interesting to see how it evolves.
Well, and that's the thing is the course is not going to be that hard. It's not an American Ninja Warrior course. It's a Wolfpack Ninja Tour course. It's going to be pretty easy so that just about everyone can do it. It's all about speed. It's all about how fast can you go. The elements by themselves are not going to be that hard. I mean, I think pretty much everybody's going to be able to do the course if they have a little bit of athleticism. It won't be difficult. It's just about how fast can you do it? Can you make the time to make the leaderboard to make it into finals and compete for that $30,000 in cash and prizes in your division?
I wonder if it's going to be runners, like sprinters or like endurance runners that have like enough stamina to walk back and run the course again, then walk back and run the course again. Because it's going to come down to... Can you keep running? Can you keep going and hitting the warp wall and doing the obstacles? It's not so much like, can you do one obstacle? It's can you do the course 6 times?
There's going to be some trampolines. It's going to be kind of exciting.
Yeah. No, there's definitely going to... You're going to have some technique.
Some ninja skills for sure.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's not going to be a walk in the park.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up was the warp wall. If, let's say you're a little bit shorter and you're intimidated by the warp wall or you've had trouble with the warp wall. Guess what? That's not a problem in the Wolfpack Ninja Tour because we've got the tall walls right next to each other, over 14 feet. And then we've got shorter walls right next to those on either side. And then even shorter walls still. So really what you can do is the buzzers are obviously at the top of the tallest warp walls. So if you're a pro and you want to get up there quick, you can run up the tallest warp wall and boom, hit the buzzer. But if you want to strategize and you want to make sure that you're going to get up there, you're a little bit shorter, you can take a smaller warp wall, climb up, and then climb up the like top of the warp walls and go and hit that buzzer. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and even if you can theoretically get up the taller wall, if you can't mantle up and get on top of that wall really quickly, it might even be smarter to hit the shorter one and sprint to the top.
Right, strategy.
Yeah, strategy.
Tell us a little bit about, now we've got a cool kind of timing system and lights it's going to be pretty pro, huh?
Yeah, so the timing system, we're bringing in a third party, you know, the Wolfpack, we want to try to be sort of, you know, hands-free from this. There is some money involved, so we source it out to these guys. So it's going to be incredible. It's head-to-head racing. There's going to be a red lane and a blue lane. So as you're running, if somebody falls, the winner's lane is going to light up and you're going to know to stop. And if you both get to the end and the winner slaps the buzzer, whoever wins is going to light up their color. So if it's red, it's going to light up red. There's going to be red everywhere. If it's blue, it's going to be blue everywhere. And so you know immediately who won. There's no question about it at all.
Yeah, and when we're doing these finals, since it's double elimination, there's a loser's bracket. So let's say right away we've got Drew Dreschel versus Jeff Britton, and Drew loses. Okay, let's say this happens. Okay, Drew can then be in the loser's bracket. He can fight his way back. He gets a chance to live another day. He races again, and he races somebody else. He beats them. He races a couple more guys. Meanwhile, Jeff progresses through the bracket. They could actually meet again for first and second place.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Really like that. That gives, you know, it gives the athletes a second chance. If they make a mistake or fall early or something, they could still come back and win. Everybody likes the underdog, so.
Yeah, and the athletes are going to get a few races. We're going to see some incredible races, dude.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be really amazing live sporting action. It's going to be unbelievable. Okay, let's do some tips. So my tip for the day is it's the new year. What are you going to do? How are you going to make your New Year's resolution? Make a list. Make a list. Keep it simple. Keep it short. But definitely make a list. Put it on your fridge. Put it somewhere where you can see it all the time. Don't put it on your iPhone, although you can put it on your iPhone also. But I would make a handwritten list, something that you're going to do. I would put three main things on there. Definitely make one of them about your health. But if you want to do other things like put down your phone more, spend more time with your family, compartmentalize when you're using your phone. You know, there's so much electronics in our lifetime today. And that's going to be one of mine because I'm always on it, you know, because there's a lot of business to do and a lot of things to take care of. And so it's really important to make a list so that it's something that you can stick to and something that you can look at to remind yourself day in and day out of what your New Year's resolution is and how you're going to become a better person.
No, I just want to add to that. My family, each year, we do vision boards. Like, I'm a very visual person, so I like to see exactly what I want to do for the year. So yeah. I'll literally get online, I'm like, this is what I want, and I'll print it out. And we have this big board. We have written goals, and we have pictures of what those goals are going to be. And I promise you this, every time I've done that, I've gotten everything on that board.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even joking. It's actually kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Oh, that's, yeah, but that's cool.
Yes. So if you want, I recommend it. Get a board, put the picture up there of something that you want or a goal that you have, and that way you'll see it every day, not only written down but visually.
So now tell me you haven't put Midoriyama up on that board.
I've never put a picture of Midoriyama up there. Maybe that's my problem.
Dude, maybe it's time.
biggest problem.
You've taken third place 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah.
It's time to step it up, Wolf Pup.
No excuses, man. Jeez.
Well, anyways, American Ninja Warrior is going to be super fun this year. Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. For the rest of the Wolves, Brian Arnold and Megan Martin, I am the Ninja Doc, Noah Kaufman.
I'm the Wolf Pup, Ian Dory. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. If you liked it, please tell a friend, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes.
It would mean a lot. Remember to visit our website at www.wolfpackninjas.com and join us on social media.
We are on Facebook and Twitter at Wolfpack Ninja and on Instagram at Wolfpack Ninja Warrior.
Join us next time for another exciting episode with your favorite ninjas and informative health tips.